Nick, Jess and Ducker, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Now, there's been a royal book released, guys, by a journalist by the name of Christopher Anderson, who has some, and this is in inverted commas, well-placed sources, and has dropped 10 huge bombshells about the royals.
I need the well-placed, inside, close to, I need those sort of sources to get in the bin.
I know, especially because one of them's about the photograph of the Queen at her own desk, and the only people in the room were like a photographer and one other person.
Oh.
Who is that one other person?
Is that the well-placed? It was the bin boy.
So it's called Brothers and Wives, Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry and Meghan.
Ooh.
And it drops some bombshells, including, according to this, and I don't want to be sued for defamation, but according to the book, let's put it all on the book, Prince Charles was the jackass royal who asked about Archie's skin tone.
Oh.
Now, based on that Oprah interview,
yes,
you might have seen.
Yes.
Who is having that conversation?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
What?
What?
Hold up.
Yeah, that's that part.
Yeah.
So apparently the quote was, and this is an insider recounting Prince Charles asking Camilla, again, why would they have been there to witness this, but said, I wonder what the children will look like. I mean, what do you think the children's complexion might be?
Saying eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping.
And now they've told this journal, he's put it in a book.
Maybe
what? Maybe they've got one of those ear horns against a wall.
Oh,
hold
yes.
Up, hold up.
Yeah. Now, it goes on to say that Queen Liz's Christmas photo snub in 2019 was the final straw that led to Harry and Meghan's exit. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but 2019, the Queen did her Christmas photo and she had some well-placed photos. It's a very obvious snub. It's got everybody in the family except for Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
And no Archie either.
Yeah, that was when the rift really started to appear.
Yeah. It was like in the highest echelons of the royal family. Yeah, when you get cut from the Christmas pick.
That's when it came on the Duckman's radar and I went, there's issues. There's troubles afoot.
There's troubles
with the royals, which I never like. I don't like the royals to be fighting.
Because up until that point, she just put Harry and Meghan on the side of the picture so she could cut them out. Or just get a smaller frame and bend it over.
Yeah.
But now this was just a straight up, you're not in it.
Yeah. And so this is another inside source who apparently said that they'd set up the desk for Queenie. And then she said, no, I won't be having this photo on there. Like, again, who's in there?
Who's in there?
Who is this source? Who is this person?
It's got to be the bin boy.
It has to be.
You reckon the bin
boy? Bin boy!
Who could possibly get access to these rooms?
Yeah.
If it's not just someone with a, you know, a bottle of Mr. Sheen.
Yeah.
Pretending to
just
dust.
Just spraying in the corner. Just listening to everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that Uber driver that got Carl and Peter.
Oh, it's the same one.
Took down the transcript for our dictaphone. This one's really wild. So William, apparently, recruited their uncle, Earl Spencer, so this is Diana's dad,
right?
To interfere with Harry and Meghan.
What?
So they got Earl Spencer to try and get Harry to pump the brakes on Mexiting, which Harry didn't take too kindly for. Like, that's just dumb. Anyway, there's a lot of other rumours going around.
These inside sources, I don't care for them.
It's wild, isn't it?
Have you seen Harry's put a big kibosh on Megxit? Now we have to say sus exit. We're going to piss Harry off.
What's sus exit? Is it
like Sussex? Like the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So he hates Megxit.
Because it makes her sound worse.
Exactly.
Like
so sus exit.
Right.
A little bit harder to say.
A little bit sexier too. Sus exit.
Oh, you think you're supposed to be sexy? Sus-exit. Okay, maybe that's why. He's like Megxit. Nah, let's jazz it up a bit.
Sus exit, baby.
Sus exit.
I'm in Hollywood now. Or is he in Canada? Where is he?
Where is he? Is he in
LA? And then they went to LA for a bit.
Good question.
I think they were in LA. I don't know anymore.
I couldn't tell you anymore.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But further sources have said that Charles has engaged lawyers as a result of the first rumour that I dropped there.
He's going to sue the journo?
Maybe.
Or the inside source. Maybe we'll finally find out who the inside source is if Charles gets his PIs involved.
Yeah.
You can't just sue inside source. It's got to be a person.
Yeah. That's the thing about inside source. No one knows inside source.
No one knows. And you never give up your source.
You don't.
Or
you
they'll never speak to you
You're
again.
You're a good journo.
Yeah.
Don't give up your sources.
No, never do that.
Okay.
All right. Watch this space, eh? Bit of piping hot royalty.
Yeah.
Ooh, Bernie.
You didn't blow on it.
Yeah, you got to blow on it. That'll make sense in the podcast today.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah. Whoa, pandemic, pamper pam. Yeah, pandemic, pamper pam. Ducker got a dog, pandemic pam. Now he thinks he's a dad, pamper pam. He's annoying, get it, pamper pam. He's not the only daddy on the team. Whoa, pandemic. Daddy is Doug O'Shea.
What a roller coaster it's been.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What a journey we've
had. Twists, turns, yeah. Highs,
yeah.
Lows.
Very low lows. For those that don't know, Pam, my dog, went blind one day and took her to the vet, had to go emergency in Sydney, spent overnight there, didn't know what it was. Her retinas were being attacked. They were hemorrhaging, blood clots, all that sort of gear. Couldn't see. Didn't think she was going to be able to see again. Thought it was a parasite. Started treating her. She could then start to see again. One eye's worse than the other. Had a follow-up appointment a few weeks later after having been on some medication yesterday. Went to the Central Coast. And we have a few more answers.
Okay. So yesterday you said that it could be a case of things are going well, off the meds. Could also be option two.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going pretty well. We're easier off the meds. See how it goes. Might come back. Option three might be neurological. Might be killing her. Might have to do some very expensive tests.
MRI, CT scans. Or she might need to be medicated for the rest of her life, which we didn't want because she's not behaving well on the meds in terms of it's just making her lethargic and yada yada and depressed and whatever. Anyway. As it turns out, we went there. They tested her eyes, did a bunch of different eye tests, which is very funny to see a dog get eye tests, by the way.
Like, no, because all I can picture is the tiny letters stuck on a piece of paper from across the room. Like, I don't understand how you make Pam do that.
No, they like looked into her eyes. It was a dark room. I had to hold her there, and she did a very good job. Anyway, the great news is her eyes responded of that of a dog with normal eyesight.
Okay, so like 20/20 vision?
Not fully. They said she's definitely lost vision and her depth perception isn't great in her left eye, but her right eye is completely fine.
Wow. So the meds are working?
The meds are working and the left eye is better than expected. They said they can't work out exactly how much vision she's lost. It's impossible to say because dogs don't talk. But she doesn't have full vision in that eye.
So they were treating her for a parasite. So
correct.
It was a parasite.
It wasn't a parasite.
So what?
Exactly. It gets confusing. So they've basically given her a term, optic neuritis and panuveritis, right? It's a big fancy eye term.
What was the second one?
Panuveritis.
Are you saying Pam?
No, Pan.
Pan.
That would work with Pan. So basically what it means is we thought because she was hemorrhaging in her retinas, the retinas is the thing behind the eye that allows light in images you can see. Turns out it was her optic nerve. Really basic overview. The optic nerve is what allows images into the brain, what allows vision into the brain, which means you can see.
Oh my God, also you become the eye expert now.
They drew me a diagram. I was like, you're going to have to draw me a diagram. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The optic nerve creates a blind spot in our vision as well, where it attaches, but you fill it over with other information.
Your brain just sorts it out.
So essentially, her optic nerve was blocked, not letting anything in, which is why they were hemorrhaging in the retina. So they don't know why her optic nerve. They've then deemed it idiopathic.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Idiopathic means they don't know why it's happened.
I love that. They give it a fancy name for
no question.
I was like, you
idiot
moron.
It's much more scientific than going.
I'm afraid this is idiopathic. And they're like, yes, I assumed as much.
So basically, she's got that optic neuritis, but it's idiopathic, meaning she's got it. They don't know why she's got it. They don't know if it'll come back. They don't know when or if it, like how it would come back, but it might also not come back.
So we don't know how it's been caused.
Idiopathic might be the worst word in the world.
I know. I heard that. I was like, okay, so I've got an answer, but I don't have any other answers. But the meds are working for a parasite, but it's not a parasite.
And if we go off the meds, what does that mean? Because if you don't know what you're actually treating, what happens now?
So anyway, in the good news, with the meds working and her responding, her eyes looking good, they said that we're going to ease her off the next couple of weeks. She's going to be on meds for the next few months. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to bring her back to the vet in January. They're going to reassess her eyesight. If it's holding up as well as it is, we're going to ease her off the meds completely.
Okay.
There is a chance it could come back. However, they said it's more common in dogs for this not to come back. If it doesn't come back, happy days. If it does come back, it's a lot worse and she'll get instantly blinded. Essentially, it's harder to treat.
Jesus, don't tell me that when you don't even know how it started.
I know.
So you know what it could be worse, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah. And it was easy when I could tell people it was a parasite attacking her eyes. And they're like, no, it's definitely not a parasite. I was like, I feel like every time I come back, it's new. So, and they just chuck a lot of terms at you and a lot of medications and you're just sort of trying to take it all in.
Yeah.
But in good news, it's improving and we're easing off the meds and we just hope it doesn't come back.
Absolutely.
Yes. So it's a positive. I think it's the most positive outcome out of a negative situation.
Yeah.
And also you can bandy around that word idiopathic.
Yeah, I like that.
As much as you
and
like.
And I say optic nerve.
Optic, yeah.
Neuritis.
Idiopathic. The optic nerve blocking the vision.
But in all seriousness, that's wonderful news.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you to everyone for messaging and reaching out. Yeah. And I posted a photo of Pam last night on Instagram. A bunch of people like, how is she?
It's the manifesting, man.
It's the manifesting.
Get the crystals out for Pam.
So she appreciates it. Morgan and I appreciate it. And it looks like we're on the mend and we just hope it doesn't come back and I can just tell more fun stories about Pam on the radio.
Yes.
And you know what was brilliant about yesterday? Just after they deemed her okay, like, you know, we think she's going to be good, you know, very, you know, could come back, but we think it's okay. Pam let out a big fart on the vet. And I just went, there's my dog.
There's Miguel.
There she's back.
There she is.
Am I weird? That time of the week, we share something we're doing, thinking or saying, and the others get to judge if it's weird or not. And on 131060, you can judge too, Hit Fam. Mm-hmm. Nick Gill has never shared this with anyone, but he reckons we'll get a lot of support. So prove him right, prove him wrong. 131060.
I haven't even said anything yet.
Nah, no, that guy just wanted to say it.
Mate, everything you've done in this segment has been uber weird.
I think I've only agreed with you once since you've done Am I Weird.
Okay.
Is that the one about the rice coming out his nose? Was that the one?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I ate sushi, I have rice coming out my nose.
No, I didn't agree with that.
Anyway.
Hey, you can smell a headache. There was another nose-related one.
No, okay, I acknowledge those were weird.
What is the smell that he had? What was that?
No, when I sneeze, I can smell
sneeze.
Something really odd.
Yeah, that's
straight
right.
Straight after. Yeah. And I wondered if anyone else could smell it.
So
okay,
much nose
this one. Now, I want to preface this one by, no, I want to move past because it sounds like a sunny, funny phrase and it could be like, oh, a little bit sexy or whatever, but this is not what I mean, okay?
Mm-hmm. We'll be the judge.
So let's move past all of that.
Okay.
Don't tell us where to move past. We will latch on where we want to latch on, sir.
I just can't think of a better way to say this. If I could, I would say it differently. Okay. When I have ice cream that's really cold or anything that's really, really cold, for some reason, as I'm bringing it up to my mouth, I blow on it first like it's something hot.
I would never have thought that was sexual until you said that, until you flagged that.
I know, made a big hullabaloo now about it. If there was another way to say it, I would, but I just can't.
I exhale.
So you blow on your ice cream.
Yes.
You blow on your cold foods.
Yeah.
Would you do it on your yogurt?
Like really cold. No, really cold. It's got to be frozen. And it's kind of steaming.
Yeah,
and,
like
and
that
you
cold.
Kind of blow away the steam.
Snow cone.
Yep. Give it a quick little
McFlurries?
Blow.
McFlurries?
Yep.
You blow on it?
Yeah, blow on it and then eat it. And I know it's subconscious and I know it's stupid, but it's like...
Because you know it's not hot. Like it's cold in your hand.
But it's like my brain goes, weird temperature, blow on it.
Right.
Do you blow on hot food like a child?
If it's too hot.
Does blowing on your food...
I really thought people grew out of that after like maybe 7 or 8. I have not seen an adult blow on food at a restaurant, no matter if they're having a steaming hot bowl of minestrone soup. You're blowing on food, even in your 40s.
Absolutely.
What am I going to do? Against you, like an idiot? I would have thought you'd think blowing on food is just a waste of time. It's not actually going to do anything.
Oh, it absolutely does.
I would argue blowing on food doesn't do anything either. You know what I'd argue? It blows it off the spoon.
not if you do it right. No, because...
Yeah, because you've been doing it for 4 decades, so you've worked out the pressure of your blow to not blow your peas off your spoon.
Yeah, but also, like, the basic scientific principle of something will get colder at a higher rate the further it is from its, you know, wanted temperature.
Yeah.
And also, if you increase
but
the like, surface area
it,
by
that's
blowing,
not blowing
the surface
on it,
tension...
Though. That's taking it out.
No, because what it's doing is rotating what is at the surface... Which is at the coldest point compared to the outside temperature.
You go around circles here.
None of that applies to ice cream.
No, it's just a weird subconscious thing. Now,
and you have never told anyone this, but you live with a woman. Has she never noticed the blowing on the ice cream and never gone, what are you doing, love of my life?
No, she hasn't.
She's never noticed.
No, because normally we eat ice cream while we're watching TV.
So she's got her eyes focused somewhere else.
Yeah,
well, I'll do the countdown anyway.
3, 2, 1.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay, now 131060, if you do this, I guarantee you there's a lot of people out there who blow on their ice cream.
Give me $10. No one's blown on ice cream.
I'll take your $10 bet.
Oh, Dubbo, I'm witness. Shaking on it. I witnessed this.
There's no one who blows on ice cream, Dale.
There is. There absolutely will be.
131060. Is Nick weird? Do you blow on ice? Even call in to say he's weird if you want.
Oh, yeah. Please pile on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This will be very common, I reckon.
Okay.
Hall of Fame prize this week. 2-night stay at beautiful Moby's Beachside Retreat.
Yeah.
Very common, Nick Gill has said.
Very
blowing
common.
On cold ice cream.
And it's good. And it makes it cooler, supposedly.
It makes it. Yeah, does it make it cooler?
No, I didn't say that. No, it doesn't do anything. I'm acknowledging that.
You said it does something.
No, I'm talking about the hot stuff.
But if you know it does something to the hot stuff, why do you do it to the cold stuff?
I don't know. It's just subconscious. It's
Are
like
you trying to warm it up?
No.
It's too cold. You get a brain freeze.
I don't know what my brain's doing. I don't get brain freeze. I get cold spine. I've done that as an Am I Weird. We're not going over that
13, 10, 60.
131060.
Yeah. Do you do it?
Is do you weird? Blow on your ice cream?
Yeah.
Or would you like to just call Nick weird? Here is your opportunity. Jess is in Weston. Do you think Nick is weird for blowing on ice cream?
Come on, make me $10.
Absolutely weird. Unless you are blowing on your cup of hot soup, absolutely not necessary.
Okay.
Okay, so just to be clear, you concede that blowing on hot food can be effective.
Well, yes, to cool it down, but yes. Not an ice cream.
Not the question.
I'm just taking the small wins here if I can.
Thank you, Jess. That's exactly what we're after.
We agree with that. Bonhoeffer food is effective.
That's fine, but not on cold food, which is the debate at hand. Danielle is in Islington. Hi, Danny.
Hi. No, I 100% agree with Gilly on this one.
Yes.
I blow on my ice cream all the time. Sometimes I even blow on, like, popcorn, which is not even hot. I don't know why.
There's no steam from popcorn
I know
either.
You've just said, I don't know why, but why? It's cold. It's cold. What are you doing?
See, my daughter does the same thing, so Gilly can't be weird because we're all doing it.
Two votes there, I'm hearing.
Okay. Wow.
Two votes. I'll take the
but
one.
But again, didn't the lack of reasoning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's cementing.
It's obviously a reflex. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a muscle memory. Cassandra's in Kersley on 13 1060. Cassandra, do you find the Gill Man weird for blowing on his ice cream?
Definitely not.
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing this?
Yes, I am. And if I catch myself out, I won't do it. But if I'm sitting there watching a movie, eating, yep, I blow on my food, cold food.
Your cold food.
It's always subconscious. If I'm, like, well in the ice cream moment, I won't do it. But if I'm watching the TV or something.
I work in childcare, so if I'm feeding a baby, I'm actually opening my mouth when I'm putting the spoon near their mouth.
Oh. Okay, a little bit of a mimic.
Oh, yeah, you do that if you feed someone else. Sometimes when I feed Morgan, it's that. Open my mouth.
Watch me. You do this.
Come on. Here comes the airplane.
Who's a good girl?
Wow. Okay. And Paul's in Raymond Terrace. I can't believe anyone else is doing this.
Come on,
but
Paul.
But Paul, do you think it's weird that Nick blows on his ice cream?
Good morning, team. No, I certainly don't think Nick's weird. Wow. I think he's actually very normal. In fact, probably more normal than me because for many, many, many years, I whistle on my food when on hot food, and it's just a natural reaction.
This is your camp, Gilly.
Okay, we thought Nick was weird, but it would appear a new contender has emerged for the weirdest in this conversation.
Paul, why are you whistling on your food?
So onto your food.
That's exactly what happens.
Is that the way you blow, and it's just coming out a whistle, or you're whistling for a reason?
No. I blow like I normally would have as a child, but now with getting 55 years old, I tend to whistle. And people all around me when I go to a restaurant just tend to have this natural pivot of the head and watch.
So,
as blowing on their food
as
at a restaurant.
As they see this freak show whistling on their food.
Paul is the evolution of Gilly.
Oh, my God. He's like 10 years down the track.
Yes, Paul is Gilly.
Each to their own, Paul. You own it.
Or not.
I own a Gilly. I own a Gilly, and welcome to the team, mate.
Wow.
Charlestown Square, the number one shopping destination this Christmas. Christmas
time. I didn't know you had elves working here.
Nick, Jess, and Ducko's Elfing Good Christmas.
Yeah, it's back, baby. Here's where we send an elf in for you, the Hit family, to run around a store for a minute at Charlestown Square, grabbing whatever they can for you. Whatever they get is yours. If you want to be involved, register at hit.com.au. Tell us your Christmas wish list.
Now, we had a lot of fun with this last year, and Pez, your number one afternoons announcer here, was your elf, and you did a bang-up job last year, Pezzy.
And I'm quite offended that this has actually gone down to a competition.
It's your own fault, Pez, because you loved it so much, but then you threw your costume out, we got told. Yeah.
Can I explain why I threw my costume
out? Yeah, we heard about yours. Moving house. Oh, it's decluttering.
Well, no, I was moving house. Our boss, Jay, said, I don't know if we're going to bring it back this year, so I was like, okay, well, you know, I need to declutter.
That was your first test, and you failed it because he dangled that.
Although, last night I did find the shoes. I must have kept the shoes.
Well, we thought, no, he's lost the passion. So we opened the auditions up to find perhaps a new elf. And that scene where Shawnee B steps up. Hi, Shawnee B.
Hello, guys.
New morning's announcer in town.
Exactly.
Yep. And Shawnee B didn't know that he'd been entered into the auditions, but he is. So good luck, mate.
Yep. Just found out about this yesterday morning.
That's right. That's right.
Now, how do you guys feel about two fully grown men wearing elf suits battling it out?
Well, I'm used to it. So
you'd be doing that all the time, though, wouldn't you?
I look good in it, and I don't just use it for the elf.
You've got a whole aesthetic going on, Dad. Yeah, check him out on Instagram. Yeah. How do you feel about getting into some green felt?
Do you know what? I'd like to probably customise it a bit tuck in some Yeezy slides.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe we just, you know, 2021-ify it a bit, modernise it a bit.
Oh, okay.
What a loser.
And Pez, mate, how how confident are you feeling about regaining your crown now that you've got to start from scratch?
Well, I need to know what the challenges are first, and then I can and I can prepare nice and
Do we run
nice
them through the challenges now?
Maybe. Yeah, there will be three challenges before the week is up, and we will have our new elf tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to bring in two small children by the names of Harriet and Otis.
Might have heard of them.
My Nick's twins.
Twins. And we want to see, as representatives of Santa Claus, how you interact and engage with the youth of today.
Right.
So you have to, you know, just
entertain the kids.
Entertain the kids.
I used to work at a school, so.
Oh.
Did you?
Might have Well, Pez has met the twins quite a few times, so maybe.
I've never met them.
But Harry and Otis.
I know they like dark chocolate.
I don't think meeting Harry and Otis has any advantage.
Yeah, probably not.
They're pretty shy.
I mean, I've met Harry and Otis, painfully shy. 12 times, and they don't.
Their
they run
dad
away.
Performed in the kids' band at their daycare, and they hid from him. So it's gonna be tough for you. Guys.
That's right.
That's where we're coming from. If you can get Harriet or Otis off either of my legs for any period, then good luck to you. So you've got to see how we interact. We're going to set you a series of challenges for that.
Yep.
And then the next day, we're going to get you to do an obstacle course in your elf outfit.
Ah. Well, I mean, look, I think I've got the advantage there because I go to the gym every morning.
You've done it before.
Okay.
I'm not saying you don't, Sean.
Yeah,
Sean, you've done it before.
You do at 45, so you probably do have it.
Okay, maybe we have to do it in the elf shoes. Bring in the jingle bell shoes.
So you've got the outfits already?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say them?
No.
Not right now. Why you can't pull out just because you don't like the outfit? we've spoken to
it's
your people.
It's a one-size-fits-all situation.
And then your final challenge will be to perform
a
Christmas carol as the elf.
So you got a dance routine?
No.
This is radio, babe. I'm sorry. You got to do audio.
You sing it live on the air in an elf voice.
Are we allowed to do whatever we want?
Your interpretation?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Your but you will be the elf, okay?
Yeah. I used to actually do carols. Like,
I'd
rap at carols.
I
go to the gym every morning. Yeah, talk about bragging.
Oh, I wear Kanye jeans. Oh, look at me.
Okay, stay tuned here, family. We will find you the best elf for the job.
I'm like a friendly competition in the building.
Exactly. Yeah. But in the meantime, hit.com.au if you would like one of these guys.
One of these fine
to represent you.
And we're talking Coles, Target, Meijer, Casey's Toys, the Lego certified store at Charlestown. They're great stores up for grabs.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Elves Sledge.
Well, just watch the video from last year and watch how good I did, and then you'll be able to choose who you
okay.
want.
That's exactly
right.
Not what I've heard.
Oh, hit.com.au. Right now, 13 10 60. Get involved with the show. You could score yourself two nights accommodation in a two-bedroom beach house at Moby's Beachside Retreat.
Oh, yeah. Just by answering this simple question, and we understand it might not apply to everyone. But did you hold it in? Specifically for this story, I'm talking about a bebe.
Yeah.
But maybe you held something else in that you'd like to share with us. That could win you this Call of Fame prize.
Yes.
Liliana Castaneda and her husband Edgar, they were on a plane. Yeah?
Yeah.
She's heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
Ooh. An hour into their five-hour journey, her water breaks.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She starts having severe contractions. Nurse, thankfully, is on board. Thankfully.
What, and told that it was clenched?
Well, Liliana spoke to social media afterwards,
of course.
And yes, she was told, hold it in, babe.
Yeah, the baby girl is coming. It's on its way. And he was like, don't try to push because if you push more, the baby will come out. So I hold those contractions for like 3 hours and 30 minutes on the way here.
Mate, she held that baby in for 3 hours and 30 minutes. They made an emergency landing, which I'm kind of like,
what?
You were basically at your destination if the whole flight was 5 hours.
Yeah.
But they made an emergency landing. The ground crew at that airport were like, ooh, the plane was coming in hot. We knew there was an emergency. So ambos were standing by. That obviously radioed, we've got a lady who's literally got a head coming out of her legs. She's ready to go.
Get my baby out.
And a baby girl was safely delivered. Liliana has now been reunited with those first responders and that nurse on board to welcome and say hello to her new bebe, baby Analia.
Was she delivered on the tarmac?
It would appear so, or at least maybe in the ambo that was there.
I hope they had some towels and hot water.
Hopefully.
I've learned anything from movies.
Need hot water.
And anyone can deliver a child.
Yes. So 13 10 60. Did you hold it in?
Get my baby out.
Like Liliana, who had to hold it for 3 hours and 30 minutes.
What's the New Zealand politician I've seen who rode her bike?
That's right. The Green senator who, like, true to her party, she rode her bike during, she was having contractions, rode right into the hospital and was like, hey, baby's coming.
Mm. I thought that was a way to induce babies riding a bike.
Well, everyone's obviously making a really big deal. And she's like, I rode to the hospital when I had my first baby.
Do it again.
Felt him coming, so I rode to the hospital. Thought, it's a fine way to get myself to the hospital.
Fine, I live down the road.
Save on the emissions. Keep the car in the garage, babe. Yeah. Just get on the bike.
Wowee. All power to you. Kimmy on Facebook has said, yeah, the Ambos got to my place and could see my bub's hair. They held my legs closed, zoomed me to Belmont Hospital, born within half an hour.
Does that work? Just keeping your legs closed?
Yeah, does that work? Is it like blocking it? It's like a cork.
It's like closing the door. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, my cousin, her waters broke in the Uber on the way to a party they were at.
Oh, no. Oh, cleaning feed.
Yeah. Then the Uber driver went full hero mode and was like, I'm going to get you to the hospital and just sped through traffic and stuff like that.
Oh, God, pulled out a little fake siren, you know, the ones you see, like the undercover cops. I'm going to stick it on top of the roof.
Yeah.
Got it to the hospital.
But she said she had to hold in hard in that Uber. Like,
what does that feel like? Like, I've been busting to go to the loo.
Sucking it in.
Like, and you clench everything. Yeah. But it's never been a baby coming out.
That's true.
Goodness.
You'd hope not.
What did she rate the drive?
What did she rate the Uber driver? Oh, she gave him 5. Don't know if he
gave
her 5.
Surely.
Yeah, surely not. Yeah,
has she named 4. The child Uber?
No, should have named it after that driver, actually.
Oh, that would be at least a middle name, you would think.
Give him something. Yeah. Okay, so 13, 10, 60. Did you hold it in?
Did you hold it in? Were you forced to hold it in? Did you get told to hold it in? Did you just want to hold it in? I'm not having my baby in the back of an Uber.
No way.
Get me to the hospital.
Hold it in.
Squeeze.
Jasmine in Gateshead. Did you hold it in? And what was
it? Well, I held it in for 2 periods, teaching, and I was 36 weeks pregnant. And then I have year 7 group of kids that had an exam, and they were nice and quiet, and I just could not hold my fart in any longer, and I just had to let it go.
This whole time, I thought it was pregnancy. And yeah. I was like, that's impressive.
You were pregnant, but it was the gas that needed to escape.
There was a lot of pressure.
Because.
And the funniest part was one of the kids went, oh, it doesn't smell too bad.
Well, what a compliment.
No talking in an exam. Detention.
That would be embarrassing.
So trying to suck up.
It's like in a movie when you're trying to like rustle the Maltesers packets, but you're waiting for a loud moment in the film. She's gone waiting for the exam.
That's great, very Jazz. Good. Exactly what we're after.
Yeah.
Did you hold it in, whatever it was? Sam's in Waratah. Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
Did you hold it in?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my mum. Mm-hmm. So she went to go to the toilet and thought she was just doing a number 2, and my bum popped out. I came out bum first.
Bum first.
So she's hovering over the loo, thinking she's just doing her business, and there you come.
Sam
my
pops
bum
out.
Popped out.
You came bum first.
I did.
And then did you do a poo?
Probably.
In that moment, Sam, like, did your mum know? Like, pardon me, I've never had a baby, so I'm not sure the difference between feeling a baby come out and a large poop. But, like,
similar,
did she know, or was she just like, whoa?
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute.
This is a big question.
Did she just go,
what in the ham sandwich
was that out of my legs?
She just was like, uh-oh, and, like, pushed my bum back up and
No, she didn't.
Can you go back in?
She couldn't get me all the way back in, so she had to crawl across the floor to the lounge room and get the broom to hit the phone off the hook because they were all on the hook. Back
oh, wait, was she at home?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not even at the
by
hospital.
Herself.
So who did she call? She called 000.
Yeah, and then I was born on the front porch.
Oh, my
goodness.
This
is the best story I've ever heard
in
my life.
Wild
story,
Sam.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, thank you for that.
So much joke that I'm a piece of poo.
Thank you for cleaning that up for us.
Turd always a turd, Sam.
I love that. She came into the world ass first. That's just sensational.
Brilliant.
Gabby's in Cessnock. Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Did you have to hold it in?
Look, I didn't have to, but I chose to. So it was my first baby, and I was 21. I'd been in labour for 5 days. I'd had enough. I was like, nah, this isn't happening anymore. They told me they needed to take my pants off because the baby was coming, and I was like, no.
Just want to keep the pants on.
Yeah, I tried to have my baby with my shorts on because I didn't want anybody to see my bits.
Oh, that's famously going to be tough to do. The baby's going to be coming out to some,
come out through the leg hole?
Yeah, mum, what do you want me to do here? How do I get out of this? Just the little fingers are popping out.
I get that. Like, after 5 days, you're probably like, nah, You had your chance. Now you're not coming.
That's exactly what it was. I was like, I'm done. This baby's just staying.
I refuse to let you out of me. Oh, man, it's wild. Zoe's in Thornton on 131060. Zoe, did you hold it in?
I didn't. I helped a lady or witnessed a lady. I used to work at a university and it was graduation week and she rang the day before the ceremony and said, look, my baby hasn't come. I'm overdue. Can I actually get put back on the ceremony? And we're like, yep, that's fine. We'll make sure someone's there to help you. And about five people before her, her water broke and she just loudly goes, no, this is now my day. He can wait. Put her hands down between her skirt, waddled up, collected the certificate, leant into the mic and went, I'm having a baby, walked back down the thing and just went, get me to an ambulance.
Oh, my God. That she collected that diploma degree. That she did it for it.
That is a hero moment walking up. Thank you for this. I've graduated. I'm having a kid.
Yeah. Catch
you
guys later.
Got my Cert 3 in sports coaching. Gonna go have a kid.
Yeah, what a great lesson. You know, the show must go on. Yes. We keep moving forward.
He was just like, you know what? He was late. That's his problem. Today's my day.